T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back, we got a monster hour ahead. Yes, we will tackle further what is happening to our choking Philadelphia Phillies in this hour, and we're going to talk about whether Doug Al, he doesn't tell you, he's dying to beat Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely,
he's got to be dying to.
Yeah.
But on the line right now is a man we look to for great commentary out of league and on our Eagles, Mike Lombardi from the GM Shuffle podcast. Gridiron Genius, too, and Rhea, there's something else he's
the
doing.
The Daily
now.
Coach.
The Daily Wait. Coach. He is out of line, and he is sponsored by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region. Go to PantherEast.com. How you doing, Mike?
I'm great, Angela. How's everybody there?
Mike, I'm going to go right to what we were talking about, because you are, in a lot of ways, the soul and the heart of the NFL. Tua and what happened to him last night, will there be an investigation? Is the NFL in trouble as how they handle concussions?
You know, I mean, what I think we fail to misunderstand is once Tua walked off that field shaky, he no longer was evaluated by any Miami Dolphins doctors. That became the league office. That became the league's appointed concussion protocol doctor. And so then he had the complete decision whether Tua could go back into the game. Now, I don't know what happened. I think there lies the investigation. Maybe they had the wrong guy for the job at there. But he had to pass certain level of testing on the bench. That's standard operating procedure. Like, there's no, you can't cut that corner. So I'm sure they're going to do an investigation.
Mike, who pays him?
The NFL.
Well, then, come on. Mike,
yeah,
you don't have to cut a corner. You're going to see things the way the guy is who is paying you see wants you to see things. You know
well,
that.
Well, I don't know if the NFL wants to put Tua back in. I could get you saying that about Miami. They
right.
want him back in the game, right?
Sure.
But I think the NFL has to have some discretion here. And he, the kid, said that he felt like it was his back. Look, that was a hit last night. You know, I'm happy he's healthy today and he's got movement in all his extremities. But I just think, to me, the procedures that are in place seem to take the team out of asking this question, and now we're still asking it.
Yeah, but you were watching it in real time last night, right, Mike? Did
yeah,
you say,
absolutely.
Oh, boy, this is not going to play well in the country?
No, it's not. And the fact that it was a short week, too, right?
Yeah,
and
that's another
you gotta
issue.
Ask yourself, you got to ask yourself the question, you know, I know you want to win every game, but wouldn't you have been better off? Maybe he wasn't really ready to play. He was iffy to play. He's got ankle and back injuries, you know, and sometimes playing a guy that's not 100%, it causes future injuries. I think that's something we get caught up. We got 17 games, you know, and I think sometimes this rush to think you got to dominate every game, I think that needs to be looked at too. The Thursday night game for a team like that, it's hard because when you go there, you're really not prepared to play, especially a team that you haven't played before.
Absolutely right. Mike, let's get to our team because we got a big game. The only team left that is undefeated in the National Football League is the Eagles. Is that amazing to you?
You know, I the way they played, no. I mean, look, they've come out and done exactly what I think great teams do, which is establish the lead, not establish the run or the pass. I mean, they've scored 72 points in the first half. They've given up 21. And so by doing that, 65 alone in the second quarter, I mean, the Giants only have 56 points in the, as a team completely. So, and this is a team that has not needed any points in the fourth quarter to win games. So that's fairly impressive. And the fact that they've held two teams to 15 points the last 2 weeks means their defense is improving. So, look, it's going to take, and I've written this for VSiN.com. I've said it on my show, on my podcast. It's going to take a different type of team to beat them. Now, this game features Mike Caldwell as the defense coordinator for Jacksonville, who was on the Tampa sideline last year in the two games that they played against Philly. So you'll see some of that game plan come into play.
All right, but he is going to be game planning against a different Jalen Hurts than he was a year ago. Could you tell me what you're seeing from Hurts now compared to last season?
Well, I think Hurts is obviously reading it better. He's throwing with better anticipation, but I don't think Caldwell's going to see it. That he sees it different. I think he's going to watch the tape and say, "Look, I don't think this is how you play him." Last year they rushed three. What Tampa did to Philadelphia last year was the same formula that's going to have to work this year. Is you've got to be able to set the edge outside in. Like you've got to force them to try to run the ball inside. And you've got to take away the quarterback in the run game. I mean, the guy's got 37 carries in three games. That's over 10 carries a game. So, and that's what Tampa did. Go back to the first play of the game when they tried to run, you know, they tackled Hurts for a 4-yard loss. So I think that's what, and then you've got to spy him on third down. You know, you've got to be able to control him in the pocket. Can they do this with Jacksonville? Jacksonville's got a team that has the makeup to give Philadelphia's offense to slow it down. Fast linebackers, fast defensive ends. Whether they can do it or not remains to be seen.
If we're dealing with 35-mile-an-hour winds and even the potential for some rain, Mike, and the Jaguars being so good against the run, is that a benefit to the Jags, or does it force the Eagles to do what they do best, which is run the ball?
Well, I think they're going to run it, but I also think you got to make plays in the passing game. I mean, I think there's enough throws in the Eagles' offense that are easy throws to make in wind that are short throws that are yards after the catch throws. Even though, you know, Hurts is averaging 9.4 yards per attempt, which is unbelievable, outstanding. You know, and their whole receiving core has averaged almost 14 yards a catch. There's a lot of opportunity for yards after the catch, and that's where I think A.J. Brown and Smith come into play. I don't think the wind's going to affect the Eagles, what they do offensively, until you get into the fourth quarter.
Oh, all right. Now, I got to ask you about Doug Peterson, because in your career, occasionally, Mike, you had to fire people. What's he experiencing coming back to face the people that fired him 3 years after he won a Super Bowl? Is it burning inside him to get some revenge?
Well, I think there's no doubt. I mean, I think he wants to prove that everything that he wanted to do when he was in Philly, that he wanted to run his own program, that he can do it successfully. And beating Philly is a first step towards that, bringing Jacksonville back to respectability. Remember, this is a team that's had one winning season in the last 11 years. I mean, they've had double-digit losses in the last 10 of 11 seasons. So I think if he can rebuild that program there and establish them as a winner, that it shows that Philadelphia, that he knows what he's doing. But I think there'll be nothing more satisfactory than to walk out of that stadium beating Philly, especially as they're undefeated.
All right, Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're running a team again, and you need a coach. And the two guys you're interviewing are Sirianni and Peterson. Who are you leaning toward?
You know, I've been impressed with Sirianni. I mean, look, I think Doug's a good coach. I worry about sometimes Doug's decision-making during the game. I think if you go back to the first game that they played against Washington, the decision to go for it on fourth down, this whole fourth down revolution, I should say, is bizarre. It's beyond it. Last night in the second quarter, beginning of the second quarter, Zach Taylor decides to go for it on fourth and one when you should collect the points. And Doug did the same thing in Washington, ended up losing that game. Should have never lost to Washington. They lose by five. You know, he decides not to kick a field goal. He goes for it on a 2-point play when he doesn't really have to. And those decision making end up. And I think Sirianni has been very adaptable and has very been willing to take information and come outside. As I've said often, the Eagles believe their organization runs the head coach, not the head coach runs the organization. And I would give it to Sirianni.
Wow, good answer. Mike, we're at the moment of truth here, Mike. Jaguars at Eagles. What's going to happen?
I think this is a game. This is a step up for Jacksonville. They haven't. I mean, last week they played a Charger team that was hurt, but they dominated them. And if you go back and watch the Colt game, with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter of the Colt game, the game was over. They had dominated the Colts. I think this will be a really close game. I think the Eagles are going to have to score points in the fourth quarter to win this game. I think the Eagles will win, but I think they're going to have to score points in the fourth quarter. I think it's going to come down to a field goal and that win. I don't trust Jacksonville's field goal kicker to make clutch kicks. I trust Philly's.
Mike Lombardi, great analysis, Mike. As always, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Angelo.
Mike Lombardi with some great insights. And I just saw there was a promo. Al, he does shows here.
Yeah. Yes.
For the betting. Yeah. If you want to come out and meet Mike, you just look it up on the book, got a website, and they'll tell you. It's not flashing right now, so I can't give you the information. But Mike Lombardi is a tremendous source He was. I would go to him for betting information too.
A lot
he
of
knows
people
what
do.
He's doing.
He's a really good magician too.
And if you want to know about me, he's no Mike Lombardi.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I didn't know. No. That. All right, anyway, Judd from Philly is up. Hi, Judd.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
You going to the game Sunday?
Yes, I am. I am going to the game on Sunday. I'm excited. And I do think the weather will play a factor, but I think it's really going to play a factor in our favor. I think we should be able to control the line at both sides. So well, our running game should be the difference maker.
Jags have been great against the run, 3.1 yards per carry. That makes me nervous, John.
Yeah, but they haven't played anybody with an offensive line as good as ours.
Okay. I like more when the Eagles are running. I understand Hurts is fun to watch. I see the way he's taken over the first half of the last couple of games. But I love when they're grinding out first downs and running clock. And I would love to see a lot more of that Sunday in a potentially rainy, windy day. I hope they do it. Because I don't think any team could stop their running game once they get it moving. We saw that last year, John. They're great again. They're great in the running game.
No, absolutely. And even though we haven't done it as much this year, I think they have the confidence to know that they can turn it on whenever they want. So, and that, you know, that for us is going to be a huge advantage. I mean, Lombardi said it too. I mean, you can't totally abandon the passing game, but we can primarily dominate this game with the running game.
John, are you undercover on Sunday? Or are you out in the elements?
I am out in the elements.
Does it worry you? Does it concern you? How do you prepare for bad weather?
I'm going to bring a poncho, and I'm going to have some alcoholic beverages, and I think I'll just be fine.
All right. Sounds like a fun day at the link. I got a winner of the week, Brandon Graham, a weasel of the week, Phillies. Who you got?
My weasel of the week, I have to go with the NFL and the concussion protocol after what happened last night and on Sunday. It's just unbelievable.
Al, NFL for allowing Tua to play last night.
No, I'm not going to go. That's
Al is seeking an investigation first. Right, Al? Want an in-depth probe?
Well, I mean, to me, the bigger issue is playing on Thursday, which is ridiculous. And the player, I blame Players Association. I blame every Players Association for putting dollars in front of safety of their own members. Why? How they're allowed to play on the fields they play on? How they're allowed to go out and do things when it's okay? We'll get another. We'll give you this. We'll get more money. When your safety should be your number one issue. There's no way they should have Thursday night football games. It shouldn't happen. There's no way they should be allowed to go on a field like that in Chicago. Yeah. There's no way the league should be allowed to have turf fields, not natural turf fields. I don't understand
natural
it.
Grass.
Natural grass, yeah. Yes.
What do you think, Marcus? No, you agree with Al?
Yeah, the Players Association is in the NFL has always been toothless.
Yep.
It's a joke, and the reason it's toothless is because the players in question are afraid to assert whatever power they have because their window of opportunity is so small and they are so replaceable that they don't have real leverage.
This is going to be a big story.
Oh, also.
Big, and it's going to out. The Thursday night issue is going to be big now.
Yeah,
because it's just the way it worked out.
You
he
want
got
to,
hurt Sunday.
You want
and
to
they
play.
Rolled him back out 3 days.
And if
later.
It was an Eagles quarterback, would you not want him to play?
Of course I would. Al, I mean, when you saw he clearly was woozy Sunday, and they said there was nothing to see.
And they've
here.
Got spotters. And here's what happens.
Yep.
If you take him out and he says he was okay and you lose the game.
Yep.
Well, listen, we go back, and I forget who brought it up last night. It could have been Sealski. You go back to some of us were critical of Carson Wentz when he got hit by Jadeveon Clowney and removed himself.
Yeah.
And let's remember.
Yeah. That's right. I
he
was
went
critical
back into
him.
That game.
Right.
And removed himself, as Rhea said.
That's true.
So let's talk about the efficiency of these NFL spotters and doctors.
Yeah,
the doctors sent him back.
Yes.
Right. You know? So, I mean, we Mike talks about, okay, these guys are independent and it's you wash your hands.
Not that
no,
independent.
They're not. They're paid by an entity. I remember when – you remember Brian Westbrook had his concussions in 2010?
Yes.
Or 2008, 2009. I did a column or a story saying he should be done after this because he's earned his money and – you should. I talked to a neurologist who said you should take 6 weeks off if you get a second concussion, and you should never come back
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks to 4 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that this was 4 days.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's insane.
215-592-9494. If you keep it track at home, Rhea's comment about Carson Wentz wisely taking himself out is the first positive comment about Wentz this season.
Yes.
Keep track of that at home. 215-592-9494. When we come back, let's talk emotion. Somebody fired you. Anybody ever get fired? Do you ever want to get them back? Because that's part of what's going on here Sunday with Doug Peterson. WIP Sports Time, 7:17.
Attention, BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for you both to earn a $50 bonus when you sign up through a BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well.
Brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. Ugly scene in Cincinnati as Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa left on a stretcher with a head injury, taken to the hospital only 4 days after Tua appeared to be impaired in their previous game. Players Association says they will pursue every legal option to investigate it. Dolphins will go on to lose at the Bengals 27-15. So that leaves the Eagles as the only NFL team without a loss heading into their home game Sunday against the 2-1 Jags. Phillies collapsing down the stretch. They got swept by the Cubs with 8-to-play. Brewers also lost, so the Phillies remain a half game up on Milwaukee. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS, pdqpos.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by MHS Lift. Overcast, a high of 67, currently 54. MHS Lift is hiring four experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is your time from the ball got right now. We have some nice people coming out here today to see us, and we have right in front of the Metropolitan Restaurant. And one of them was trying to talk to me, Al, and he had a mask on, and he's quite a distance away.
Yeah.
And Marcus said, "Did you hear him?" I didn't even hear what he said, and I acted like I did because I have been faking it for years, and that's why I'm getting a hearing aid.
Just like Gail, faking it for years.
Yes.
Beat me to it, Marcus.
2022, if you're counting.
Yeah.
Ava Graham, yes. You have our question of the day.
I do, and it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin Chevrolet. Get $1,000 of accessories on select new Silverados and Colorados. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Who will win Sunday's game at Lincoln Financial Field? 88% the Eagles.
Wow. that may be too confident, Ava. Mm-hmm. And we got a couple of our questions coming. Ava, in your life, have you ever been fired?
Probably.
No, and what do you mean probably? Has somebody ever called you in? They had HR there. And they went, Ava, I'm sorry. We love your work, but we have to let you go.
No, I can't say that I have.
Never did. All right, Al, did you ever get fired?
Not really.
What
real
is
life.
Going That's on? Rhea, somebody must have fired you.
Yeah.
Who? Where?
A long time ago when I was at the country station.
They fired you.
I remember I was here working as a producer. Then I went over there to produce the morning show and kind of be a sidekick because Big B wouldn't put me on the air until I had on-air experience. So I was there for about a year and a half, and you wonder why for a long time I never took vacation?
Yeah.
I went on vacation.
Oh!
And they decided that they could put anybody in there to do what I did and said they didn't need to pay me.
That's kind of being like laid
right.
off, though.
Now that you've done 25 terrible. Years at 20, one show.
26.
26. Rhea, do you think they know they were wrong?
I certainly hope so.
Do you hate them?
No, I have a good friend that I said. Remember the kid who came in, Ben?
Yeah.
I worked with his mom, Gina Preston, over there, and we're still friends.
And you are friends.
Well, she didn't fire me.
I have never been fired for obvious reasons. I'm amazing. But if I, and I still have 3 months, it still could happen right now. I would hate those people with every fiber of my being, and I would care only about one thing.
What's that?
Revenge. Mm-hmm. Right there. Yeah. And Doug Peterson, Andy Reid got 8 years here after he blew a Super Bowl. Doug Peterson got 3 after he won one.
But remember, Andy was running the show.
I understand.
I mean, Andy ran roughshod over Joe Banner and Jeff Lurie.
It was a different team. I agree.
Different personalities.
But, I mean, if I'm Doug and I'm facing that team now, it's my first shot to get him back. Al, he's doing a rousing speech before the game, isn't he?
I think the players will know. Somebody else might.
He might even do more daring things, fourth down plays and stuff, because he wants to get them. He's looking up there going, oh, you wouldn't let me hire my assistants after I won a Super Bowl? Now you're going to pay the price.
I would like to point out none of us wanted him to hire his assistants, and we were kind of okay with it. When
all right.
Doug
yeah, you can't lie. That.
This
that
is the second time this morning.
That would be the worst.
Accuracy has ruined my argument.
But, I mean,
stop
seriously.
With the accuracy.
We all love Doug for bringing the championship here.
I love Doug.
But I was okay with it.
Hey, all right.
He's hired those same assistants in Jacksonville. Yeah, they're in first place right now.
That's
so.
True.
All right. This is a rare moment in our show, Al. This is exciting to me.
Yeah.
When I was pondering winner of the week, given that the biggest story in America this week has been Hurricane Ian and what the damage is done, and I saw the video of a man who was out in the middle of the storm waving a flag.
Which one?
Eagles.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There were a lot of loser chicks out there, Al.
We weren't going with that one.
I almost named this man winner of the week. And if I knew he was calling in, I might have done it.
We weren't sure because we weren't sure of the signals down there.
His name is Gabe. I'll get his full name.
Ferrara.
This Gabe Ferrara. Oh. Gabe Ferrara, Al. He held the flag of the Eagles out in 150-mile-an-hour winds.
We should retweet that out.
He is a hero. Yeah. Gabe is out alive with us. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, how you doing?
Gabe, where exactly do you live in Florida?
I'm in Cape Coral, Florida. I was, the eye literally went right over me.
Oh, my God. How bad is it there? How much damage was done?
Well, fortunately, I was very lucky. But you go anywhere to a little south of Cape, it's total devastation. Fort Myers Beach is gone. Sanibel is pretty much gone. Naples, Bonita, up a lot of parts of Cape Coral, and a little further north. It's total devastation.
Wow.
Wow, Gabe. Our sympathies go out to everybody out there struggling with this. In the midst of this, you had a sudden desire to bring out your Eagles flag and wave it in the street. It looked like you were wearing, like, gym shorts or something, and you were running around. Gabe, what possessed you to do that?
Well, as the storm was approaching, I saw that video several times of the guy that went out with the American flag and had the Slayer song playing in the background. And
and my mother moved down here a year ago after my father died, and I said, Ma, I'm going to run out there with the Eagles flag when this thing approaches and do the same thing. But I need you to hold the camera. And it's and to be fair to everybody, it wasn't 155 when I got out there. Obviously, there's no way I would be able to stand. But from what I got back in and heard the meteorologist said, it was easily 128, close to 130 miles per hour while I was out there. And I'll tell you, it was pretty the force of wind is just pretty incredible. But I've never seen anything like this. This is the craziest thing. And I lived through Sandy back in Jersey. But this is a different beast. And people, you know, are talking about it's not a Cat 5. I really want listeners to understand something. It might as well have been a Cat 5, and I'll say this, because it only moved 7 to 8 miles per hour, where Cape Coral sustained the longest wind speed of 138 miles an hour for as long as up to 8 hours straight. It was unreal. I thought my roof was going to come off every time.
Wow. Gabe, there's only one thing you said that it makes me nervous, all right? That was filmed by your mother?
Yeah.
How old is your mother?
My mother is 78 years old.
Oh, what the hell? You had her out there in 100 mile an hour winds, Gabe.
Well, she's a diehard Eagles fan, 25 years season ticket holder, and she was pregnant with me at a game, and she goes, I'm going to name my son after the quarterback. And my middle brother says, it better not be Roman. And she says, no, I'm going to name him Gabriel after Roman Gabriel.
Wow. Your mom is awesome. So she got out there because she wanted you to go viral. Did you know you would get so much exposure with that video?
Absolutely not. But my friends and family back home in Philly and Jersey, I knew they would like it and share it and make comments. But at no point did I ever – I'm not a viral kind of guy. I don't try to go viral. But it just happened. And, you know, it's pretty awesome. But – in the midst of what happened down here, it doesn't seem really important at all, but it was pretty awesome at the moment. And, you know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, but these Floridian people are just relentless people. They know what they have to do, and there's no chaos or anything crazy happening. They know exactly how to handle this type of thing. Now, there's so many new people down here and over COVID have moved down here. Don't have no idea, but the Floridians are helping. They're helping everybody. And the neighbors,
awesome.
They're just like true people, man. They are out there helping people that have never experienced anything like this.
Well, you are a winner of the week to me, but I'll be honest, Gabe, now that I have more information, I think I would name your mom the actual winner. And would you tell your mom for us here in Philadelphia that she's a hero, too, for taking that video? Because Eagle fans saw that, and they went, wow, we got fans everywhere. Great fans, even in a horrible situation, you thought to fly the flag for your team. Gabe,
stay safe,
my friend, and thank you so much for checking in with us.
All right, go Birds.
There it is.
You know what Gabe. I love? He said he's from Cape Coral. One of my dear friends, Tim and Noreen, moved to Cape Coral like 2 years ago. And they said, they got no power, no water, no nothing.
But he thought to Al in that moment, he wanted to indicate to the world, he loves the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's charming to me. It's very charming. 78-year-old mom doing the video.
I love
that's
that.
Worrisome to me. I don't know. Kim is out of line next from South Philly. Hi, Kim.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
How are you today, Kim?
I'm good. Sorry, excuse me. Look, I wanted to make a quick comment about Tua. That was terrible because I had two concussions in 3 years.
Ooh.
And my first one, and I don't even play a sport. Mine was once I hit a car, the second time a car hit me.
Ow.
And my first one, to even formulate words to explain to my brother what happened to me, I couldn't even do it. So for him to go out on Thursday after what happened to him on Sunday, which was clearly a concussion, this child could be messed up for a long time.
Yeah.
Because there
really
are people...
So.
That I don't even remember that I worked with. Don't ask me about nobody I worked with in 2015 because I don't remember you. I'm sorry.
Wow. Kim, I got to tell you, Marcus dug up the thing from the Harvard guy, 5 hours before the game, a concussion authority, a neurology expert, saying, don't put him on the field tonight. And they mocked him, and they put him on the field, and that happened. There, I'm telling you, that guy becomes, Marcus, he becomes the first guy you call on. They're going to have him on all the pregame. I would think you, if you're covering this story, you go, "What? Why were you saying this? You saw something that others didn't see."
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was really. It's funny too because, as Rhea said, he was called a nerd.
Yeah,
he's a guy that played football in college. It was Harvard, but he played, and then he became a professional wrestler.
Yes,
you know, he not a nerd.
It.
I mean, he's a concussion alarmist. When being a concussion alarmist was really, really relevant. He's a CTE pioneer.
It's an awful story. Kim, what about the Phils? Are they dead?
Just as dead as they want to be, dead as a doornail. And I respectfully have to disagree with Mr. Hughes. It's not the fans' responsibility to get them worked, riled up, and give them the fighting energy that they need to get into the playoffs. So I got to buy the ticket, buy food, and get you motivated to get where you're going. People haven't been going to the games because the product is not good enough. Everybody sees they're giving no They're not giving. They're not showing that they pushing to make it where they got to get. It's kind of like, well, I mean, if we get there, that'd be really nice. But if not, oh well.
All right, Kim, I'm right up against it. I got Brandon Graham for my winner and the Phillies for the weasel. Who you got?
Ben Simmons for saying he's still connected to the city. Bye-bye.
Ben Simmons, the weasel, Al.
No,
but he thought about it. 215-592-9494. I'm going to do a real quick thing on the Phillies when we come back. Eagles, Shirley's coming up. You know how fired up she's going to be for Sunday? And she wouldn't be afraid of the weather, right, Al? She wouldn't
no,
be, right? 215-592-9494. We are at the Ball Garden, WIP Sports Hype 736.
Even if you're not a football fan, you are going to love halftime at Window Nation. Right now, score new windows for your home at half the price. Get two free windows for every two you buy with no payments until 2025. That's two windows free for every two you buy with no limit, plus no down payment, no payments, and no interest until 2025. Window Nation's professional team has drawn up this winning game plan to save you money now and for many seasons ahead. Their beautiful, energy-efficient windows are expertly fit to your home by installers who average 15 years' experience. They've tackled over 250,000 projects, perfectly fit well over 1 million windows, and saved homeowners millions of dollars on energy bills alone. With winter on its way and energy costs continuing to skyrocket, these incredible savings could not come at a better time. But Window Nation's halftime is for a limited time. Make the call today. Get two free windows with every two you buy and pay nothing until 2025. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Welcome back. It's 7:43. I can't leave the Phillies out of this parade, this party today, because what we are seeing with them is fascinating and depressing.
Yo.
But I'm out. Fortunately, day game. I'm here early. I want to see the Phillies play the Chicago Cubs, the unbeatable Chicago Cubs. They had already beaten the Phillies five times head-to-head.
Yep.
That was pretty amazing.
Yep, sweep.
And then in the final game, sweep, you go, well, they're not going to sweep.
No.
And then the Phillies can't score a run. And when the Cubs got the run in the first inning, you went, wow. And they should have had three or four. Great play in the outfield by Vrelic.
Right.
And then you go, oh, come on. And they can't, Al, 2-for-22 with runners in scoring position.
That's hard to do.
You know what the word is for that?
That's a choking situation.
Thank you. And that's what I want to talk about. Let me start. Let me give you the best highlight of the Phillies. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the Phillies game. It was last night when Milwaukee was facing. Who are they facing? The Marlins.
And they had a guy coming back that used to play in Milwaukee.
Eighth inning. Garcia at the plate. Bases loaded. This is what saved the Phillies yesterday.
Trying to finish it up here. Peralta against Avi Garcia. One ball, two strikes. Two men are out with the bases loaded. Getting to their feet at American Family Field. Peralta ready. Here he comes. Hit in the air to center and deep. Trouble. Warning track. It is gone for Garcia.
Here's the thing. Do you hear that crowd in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
You're not hearing that here, are you?
That's what you get when you make – how many times did they make the playoffs? 4 years in a row? Four, five? I mean, they were always in, right?
Those fans, they died in that moment.
Yeah.
And it gave new life to the Phillies, who now will play two games today. Rhea, let's play two.
No.
Day-night doubleheader in Washington, another awful opponent. And they got to win both games. They got to start winning. They got to hit the ball.
And they're pitching.
They got to hit the ball.
Is it Bailey?
Yeah, but it's Bailey and Syndergaard.
Let me give you a couple of more delightful plays that happened in the game. Gene Segura was on first base.
Oh, my God.
And he was looking at the scoreboard in the second inning instead of keeping track of the count himself. And then here's what happened.
Now, Gene thought it was ball four, so did I. Now they've got Gene in a rundown. He was headed to second base. And they had the count wrong on the board. And Ted Barrett saying, no, it was 3-1 after that pitch. And now Rob Thompson coming out.
And they just tagged him out.
Is that scoreboard like 100 years old? There.
Yeah, don't go by that. You got to keep track yourself. And then the only out, Thompson, right. No, we're fine. All right? Yeah. Thompson doesn't say anything. Even Harper doesn't say anything. Segura almost says they're choking.
Yeah.
Listen.
I think we put some more pressure on ourselves. Thinking in too much. When we got guys in this kind of position, we see we're trying to do too much. Including myself, I feel like everybody here is trying so hard to get the job done. And sometimes baseball, when you try too hard, the result isn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think just we have to just go there and relax, enjoy the game, have fun. I know it's hard to have fun when you're really losing. I don't think there's a team that we scored three runs in three games. That's bad. Regardless, we got way too many good hitters here. And we got such a really good club. To be honest, it's embarrassing.
All I could say is, you want to boil that down? Terry Murray said it best. Terry?
It's basically a choking situation that I call it for our team right now. And
they're choked. They're choking right now.
You know, I feel bad for Gene, too, because he's the longest tenured player in the majors to not have played in the playoffs. And for him to make that kind of mistake and help cost them a game, you know, I've covered him since he got here. And he's a pretty intense guy. He's done some boneheaded stuff, but he's a professional.
He's rebounded.
Yeah.
You know, and to hear his voice yesterday.
He sounded crushed.
He did. Yeah. And he sounded like, and it's my fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is, accountability's relevant, but you know.
So I'm listening to Ruben Amaro's doing the game with Tom McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ruben won't use the word.
Right.
So here's what Ruben's doing, and he does it a lot. Yeah. He does it in the post game.
Yeah.
He said, they're not having fun.
Yeah.
They need to have fun. And he's basically saying they're too tight because they're choking. Yeah. Now, if you're an analyst and you know the team is choking,
right?
Can you say they're choking? Can you use the term choking?
No.
You can't?
No.
Why not? It's accurate.
Yeah. It's one of those terms that it's just a neon glowing light.
Okay.
I guess you, if you want a curry favor, if you're looking at the, that's going to be a real strong statement, because there's a tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because there's a tomorrow, it's very difficult to say that.
But you, as a columnist, you could say it, right?
I'm actually required contractually to say it twice a month.
Yes. All right, so this will help you for this one.
But there's no aggregation. I can't say it like 26 times in 1 month.
Right.
And it has to be at least two times per month.
Well, because then you'd actually have to declare them dead if they choke.
What we're seeing, people, is a massive choke. And I don't know if it's going to continue. I know this. If Milwaukee stays close and the Phillies have to beat the Astros and the Astros are using their starters because it's 5 days off, they're going to lose. They're going to lose this, Al.
I hope it doesn't matter. I'm worried that series won't even matter.
It might not even matter. I don't know what you don't
you
know
think
what
they're
going
to
say.
They've lost seven in a row on the road.
They can't lose four to the Washington quit in at the trade deadline.
You have Syndergaard today.
I know that's not perfect.
Which trade deadline?
Yeah. That's not perfect. All right, let me get. I got to go back to Eagles. I got Eagles Cheryl at a lot right now. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family, friends, everyone. Hey, Marcus. Good morning.
What's up, Shirley?
You have never choked when you called in to my show, Shirley, and I admire that about you. You're very consistently good. Are you excited about Sunday?
Yes, but first I want to send prayers up to Tua and his family and the Miami Dolphins team. And,
yeah.
You know, just seeing that video, and I just wish it wasn't, you know, on social media. You know, you can watch it. And
it's awful.
But,
awful.
Yeah. And then the Phillies, like, My thing right now with the Phillies, this is how I'm looking at it as a fan. They want to crush me either way. So if I'm cheering for them to win, I'm actually going in with them losing, not losing like the whole thing. But if they lose, I'm watching the game and I'm listening to it on the radio. So whatever they're doing, I'm still supporting them. If they don't want to get up and, you know, put their best into it because they getting paid millions of dollars as baseball players, that's on them. But they can't say this one fan here and the many other fans that's still watching, still going to the game, still listening, is not supporting them. So they got to want it bad. They got to want it really bad. So at the end of the day, it's up to the Phillies and Rob Thompson. I don't even know if he wants the job or not because, dude, you got to do more than what you're doing. What you did in the beginning, that was fine. But now, I don't know. It just seemed like he ain't going to slam down no pad. He ain't going to slam down, you know. He ain't going to kick his feet. He ain't going to do nothing. So if that's his mentality the whole way through, oh, well, oh. You know, I hope they – man, come on, get mad, get angry, something.
Thank you.
Know?
All right, Cheryl. Meanwhile, I don't want to short shrift the Eagles here because they're a story today. Meanwhile, their only team left undefeated in the National Football League are your Eagles. How you feel about
Listen,
that?
Baby, I had to get that out of my system. My Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, let me just tell you this, Doug Peterson. Thank you again for helping us to get to a Super Bowl and winning it. Thank you so much. However, when you come here on Sunday, you're going to get your cheers and your ovations for a second. And everybody, don't do no long chin and ovation because you got to remember, we got our team on the field. You know, that already is going to give them his accolades, but they ready. Their mindset is ready to win on Sunday. We got to beat the Jaguars and spank them as if they never won a game or came in the league at all. They need to know who team, who house that they coming into. Yeah, Doug, we love you, and we're going to always love you. We will never forget what you've done for us in this city. But on Sunday, when it's a 1 o'clock, it's on, baby. You are the enemy at that time. And everything else don't matter. Don't nothing else matter until we get that W on Sunday.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited, Angela.
I like that. Listen. What are you feeling? I'm feeling it's going to be close and the weather's not going to be great. It's going to be a lot of wind, maybe a little rain. I'm nervous, but not real nervous. I think they're going to win, but I'm not positive.
I need our defense to not only step it up, I need a big play slay, you know, game, you know, with the interceptions. We need defense like never before because I'm so confident in what our offense is going to do. But then we got special teams. Special teams, can you wake up and be a part of this team, of the football team?
Can you please?
Every Sunday, only thing I say is hold the ball. That's why I say I don't even care you don't get no yards. Just hold the ball because you're not doing anything else with it. Just hold the ball. Let me tell you, I love you all. I'm so excited.
I love you. Sure, give me one.
Eagles all the way, baby. I love you all. God bless.
Eagles, Charlie. By the way, Darius Slay was talking about the fact that Trevor Lawrence comes from Georgia where he does. Right, Al?
Yeah.
And he said not this time. I guess he grew up in Georgia.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
As we said,
you can tell that the quarterback is more comfortable. He's doing real good, man. Getting the ball out quick, making the right reads. Man, he's playing at a high level, man. It's good to see him playing at a high level, man, because I know they had a lot of doubt on him, but I liked him when he came out of college, too, as well, because, you know, he's a Georgia kid, so I love Georgia kids to win, but except for not this week.
He's going to get him. Big play slay for a pick six on Sunday. Feeling it. Nick is up next in the Northeast. Hi, Nicky.
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
I'm great, Nick. What are you feeling right now, pal?
I'm feeling good. We're going 4-0.
Well, yeah, but you have to win that game first.
Really?
Nah, we're going to. It's fine. I had a bowl of ice cream to, you know, honor Doug Peterson this week. But like she said, though, come 1 o'clock, I hate him.
All right, so this up till 1, we're fine. And then at 1, he's the enemy, right, Nick? No more ice cream.
Yeah, then like 3:30 or something like that, then we're cool again.
All right, good. But you're feeling really good about this.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like Nick Sirianni is going to wear a Doug Peterson jersey this week, too.
All right. Well, here, you know what? That would be a cool move by him.
That would be extremely weird.
You're not going to like my next question of the day.
Where are you going to find a Doug Peterson jersey?
Where do you get
jersey?
A Peterson jersey?
There's got to be one somewhere.
No, there's not.
Shirt? You
well, maybe you wear the. Made. Well, he already wears the.
Put the cover from his book on it.
That's almost as the dumb visor? As when you said yesterday they should have a video up there of him, like he did anything.
No,
but
I would do a video.
A clipboard on the sideline.
I like the concept of a nice tribute video.
Montage.
That's what it is. Nick, I need a winner better than Brandon Graham or a Weasel better than Phillies. Who you got?
I was going to have Brandon Graham, but how about the Weasels being the Amazon production? It kept showing that replay and then just freezing up the whole time.
Amazon, Al.
Nah, that's a tough call.
I did not like it, and I was watching, reading some different stuff. Formula One said they kind of have a rule. They do not show replays unless they know the driver isn't injured.
Oh.
It was Ange. I'm telling you, I got to a point where I had to stop looking at the TV.
Yeah.
Because the fingers were just, it was so horrific to look at.
It's jarring. It's jarring. 215-592-9494. We got Dick Vermeil on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.